This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The year is 2019. It's the eve of the nation's birthday, July 4th. And the Democratic Party is openly controlled and run by a consortium of foreign corporations and governments and are openly involved in giant re-education of the nation, demonization of the family, demonization of free market, demonization of Christians, demonization of the born and unborn. In fact, coming up next segment, we're going to get into the latest targeting of the children. I believe it's right there in the printer. Forgot to bring it in here. They are now openly killing babies and releasing the numbers on it after they're born. Now, this has been going on a while, but it's all admittedly happening. Minnesota admits to killing 6 babies last year who were totally fine after they were born. Now, the numbers are much higher than this, but what they're doing is testing everyone right now. So that is coming up in the next segment. Let me just mention what else is coming up. I've got to get to all of this. It's official. California Democrats push bill allowing illegal aliens to run the Democratic Party. And major cities are letting illegal aliens vote and giving them driver's license. From New York to California. That's how Mexico takes over the U.S. But it's really the globalist. Also, we're going to get into the video I talked about, watch American rapper enter a no-go zone in Europe and be attacked by Muslims. It's pretty amazing. That's all coming up. Also, Austin, we have a report on this, has announced that the homeless can sleep anywhere, including on the sidewalk in front of your house. They can sleep in any park. They can sleep on any public property except the city council building. I'm not joking. And Greg Abbott has been talking about that. These are more open laws than even Seattle, which is dying because of it, and Portland, the poop capital, and San Francisco, a close second. They're all competing for the typhus and flesh-eating bacteria and needle and human feces capitals. But Austin now wants to have the same landmarks. I mean, just 300, 400 yards from where I sit, there are homeless camps. And they're in the wealthy areas. They're in the working class areas. They're in the industrial areas. I'm in an industrial area, but I drive through middle class areas. I drive through fancy areas, and it's just piles of feces and needles and people just laid out everywhere because they get government welfare. Because they're indigents, they get, you know, we're talking $50,000, $60,000 a year. And the local social workers skim all that money. They get about 20% or so. And so this is big business. And I've been to L.A. I've talked to detectives about it. I've talked to experts. I've been to Skid Row. And so this is something that they create. These permanent zombie hordes that are crises that they then manage and that they make money off of. And the green belts everywhere have, like, I mean, I told people this like 3 years ago. They didn't believe me. And I videotaped it, but it was just so sad. I didn't even show it. I was like hiking 6-7 miles out in the bush. Because there's tens of thousands of acres just in one area. Something like 100,000 acres of green belt. But I was in this one area. And I hiked about 7 miles in, and I was about to turn around. And there was a camp of Guatemalans, because I mean, I could tell by their dress. I talked to them, I said, Guatemala, they nodded. They had tin cans with string on it, and they were catching fish. They had fire going, and they dug a hole they were crapping in. So they weren't homeless people like the drug addicts. They had just come here, and they'd live in the woods. Just how it is, you know, live in the woods. And I guess because they don't even know how to go get the Democrat services and get signed on. Some just show up and go, well, we're from Guatemala. We live in the woods. We just go to the woods, and we catch bass and perch. And just sit in the woods. And it would look like grandma and grandpa and the parents and four kids, including a naked two-year-old, standing in Barton Creek. And this is what America is, folks, a giant third world latrine. We'll be back. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Starting 2019, July 3rd, planet Earth, orbiting, standard sun, two-thirds of the way out, Milky Way galaxy. Devil in hell. And they'll tell you black is really white. The moon is just the sun at night. It's heaven and hell. All right, my friends, let's delve into it right now. We have a special guest, hasn't been on with us in years, who I've gotten to come in, who's had some really good insights. He was the first person, even before Ann Coulter, to tell me, watch, Donald Trump's going to run, and Donald Trump's going to be president. That was probably 9 years ago when he was driving the bus I used to have with my first wife and my three children in it. I've got four children now. And I remember him saying, you watch, Donald Trump's going to run for president. Donald Trump's going to win after Obama. And he called a bunch of other stuff. He said they were going to try to block him at the Electoral College. That's why we had to have the delegates and all the rest of it. So he's going to give you his crystal ball coming up. Bob Barnes is swishing and swashing out there as well. Leo Zagami's plane's a little late, or he'd already be here, but he's scheduled to be in here during the third hour from Rome, Italy, with all the inside baseball as well. So look for all that today. Mike Adams in the fourth hour. Okay. Let's just get to the latest on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and only you can stop this horror. A whole bunch of the drag queen storytime people around the country have been busted being convicted child rapists. And the folks that kind of launched it launched the Club Kids movement in the 80s and 90s that is about underage children in gay bars and people having sex with them. Then Desmond is amazing. One of them's also a convicted killer. He cut up another gay man with a buzzsaw. And he says on tape, bring us your children. We're going to corrupt them right now. There it is, pedophile and convicted child porn peddler. Says Desmond is amazing. It's hot. In fact, I never covered that last week. It was too sick. I'm going to do it now. Print that for me, please. He says the vampiric nature of it is what's hottest. And yes, the whole thing is vampiric. Do you notice I tell you what they're doing, what they're up to, they later admit it. This is vampiric. Stealing the essence of children, their innocence, and then drugging them. And whenever Desmond is displayed with killers, they have behind them Rohibanol, ketamine. These are things they take to be amnesic and so that they can be further abused in ways I'm not going to describe here. But let's just say 50 men loading them with HIV. Now, yes, And there he is with the Rohypnol behind him. And one of the men is a convicted murderer that sliced someone up. Now, let's continue here. Horror, three babies were born alive, and the total six, when you read the article. In Minnesota last year, doctors kept them comfortable, then let them die. And, of course, harvested their goodies. That's GatewayPundit.com. It's also up on Infowars.com. Photos show kids laying on top of drag queen at drag queen story time. And again, this is all part of marking their territory. So at all these events, they'll get the kids up on the table, and then they'll spread their legs, swing their leg over them. That's one thing if you're a 25-year-old oil field worker at a topless bar and that's happening. Still, it's a bad place to be. People are being used. It's there's drugs, prostitution. But, you know, it's America. Libertarian. Those are grown adults. But what about when it's 7 and 8 and 9 and 10 and 11-year-old kids twerking with, again, men dressed up like clowns with erections at it? And touching on him, and just, it's disgusting. So if you're a radio listener, you're missing all this. TV viewers, this is what's happening to children. So, shows a child laying on top of a drag queen at a drag event story time that they're happening all over the world, all coordinated, and the men aren't even having their backgrounds checked. But they wear clown makeup, and there's the child grabbing the man's breasts. And the children are provocatively laying across the genitals. And so now they're going to have it where the leftist women bring their children there, and then the man dressed as a clown lays down, and the children simulate riding horsey. Giddy up, horsey. Ride the horsey. I love riding horsey, Mommy. Can I go to the library and sit in a big fat man's lap while he has an erection? Sure you can, baby. We're liberal. They could never do this in an ice cream truck. They could never do it. We get away with this at the park. But now your children will stick money in their G-strings as they shake their giant blubber butts in their faces. I'm going to play the audio, and they tell them, oh, even local news in Houston shows the kids crying, going, Mommy, no, no. Scary-looking guys in demon outfits. But some of the events, the children have already been prepared and been vampirically fed on, so they, you know, they do go up, give them money because they're told to. But at the other events where convicted pedophiles are running it, the children cry, go, no, Mommy. And the mothers go, no, no. And they shove them up on them. And the men hump them. In fact, here's one for TV viewers. You can see it. The convicted child rapist who raped a six-year-old child isn't allowed to get anywhere with it, near children, ran drag queen story time, but in his off time, he is a dominatrix vampire. They're all vampires. Notice, let's scroll back up. He's not wearing war paint there. He's only wearing red lipstick with vampire teeth. Okay? Because, see, that's who he really is a vampire. Yeah, who do you think rapes children? It's spiritual. It's vampirism. Go read the article. Let's put it back on screen so people can go see it for yourselves. The convicted, this is one of the convicted pedophiles. All they do is run their license plates. That's why they come on buses now. You have to follow them back to their lair. And then you get their license and you find out they're a convicted pedophile and you call the police and they get arrested. Bombshell, another drag queen story hour member exposes a pedophile. Investigation shows drag queen with multiple aliases was convicted of child sex crimes. Photos show kids lying on top of drag queen at drag queen story time event. That's on Infowars.com, Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and Summit.news. Paul site, please promote them all in your email, in your text messages. Help us. We've been banned all over because we're going to stand up for the children. And they know damn well I've hired PIs to go run the license plates in Texas. And I've had to stop it. I don't have the money to send PIs to Houston and San Marcos and Austin. There's usually only, the vampires usually operate in twos. There's usually a head one and another one with them. And they're always using aliases, and we've got to show they're convicted so we can get the familiars that are running these drag queen story times at public schools, sometimes unannounced, and at the libraries and other and at churches, we've got to get the familiars, because the familiars are breaking the law having these events without background checks. And folks, they are familiars. When I use these terms, I'm not joking. Vampires are real. They just don't live forever. The spirits in them are old, though. These are vampires. And they're self-described vampires. Every damn one of them. And what does a vampire need to be able to access your children? My carriage broke down. I'm carrying a very important package. I'd like to pay you to be able to stay here the night. Oh, you can stay in the barn. No, I'd like to stay in the house tonight. And my master. Well, okay, sure. Here's 5 pieces of gold. You just invited Nosferatu into your home. And they hold the captured children like pygmies have shriveled heads. Or when the Romans would capture their enemies, they'd put their enemies' heads on a pike. But as barbarous as the Romans were, they'd never put a child's head on a spike. It's bad luck. So the Dark Lord. You don't want to work with the Dark Lord.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne. And cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Something, ladies and gentlemen. I told you that pedophiles are actually vampires 20 years ago. And I explained that they have kind of little pot-bellied, Nelly, effeminate types that are the procurers. But that above that, there are people that look and behave and act like the governor of California. He looks like one. He acts like one. Tall, strong, handsome. They have that demonic look in their eye, though, kind of like the American Psycho played by Christian Bale. But beyond it, Christian Bale isn't a psycho. He couldn't fully animate the eyes, fully have the demonic light shine through. And so that's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. And when Bram Stoker wrote Dracula, he's telling you everything. That's actually true. You see, the royalty of Europe is all out of Transylvania. That's the original bloodline. And the German royalty that is now the British royalty is all related to the Count Dragon, Count Dracula. But Count Dracula didn't live forever. His bloodline lives on. It's all archetypes through the royal blood. But they then also drink blood. They sacrifice children. Raping children is only the hors d'oeuvre. Now, Prince Charles, again, was best friends with Jimmy Savile, who supplied children for killing. This is all confirmed now. For killing, not just for raping. Now, every one of these convicted child molester drag queen storytime people, when you go into their Facebook or their Twitter, says, I'm really a vampire. And when you cover their events and go to their events, when they don't know you're there and you're filming, they walk around doing this. show people on TV. I'm going to show folks. Punch me up real quick. They literally walk around like, when they greet you, they go. And if you go film a gay pride parade when there's the groups of the clowns, those are the servant class. Just like in an anthill, you've got the drones, you've got the warriors, you've got the workers, you've got the queen. And so they wear ceremonial clown outfits that are used in hardcore Satanism. They now have hardcore Satanism events at churches they rent out in England. And you see it in the news over there. Oh, Satanists rent church for event, and then it shows them as clowns. That's where all that comes from, ladies and gentlemen. It's why you're scared of clowns. So you need to understand that these are men dressed up like women, trying to train children to let them put their hands on them. And that's why they now first have them sit in their laps. They put their hand. Now the drag queen lays there and the children mount them and ride horsey. You know, it would be inappropriate if you put your daughter on your lap like that and said, ride horsey. I put my daughters on my knee and bounce them and ride horsey. Only my wife rides horsey that way. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, your children are going to be taken and you're going to learn how to ride horsey lying with their genitals up against the man's genitals and they all make this face. And a child sitting there, and the children are first scared. They go, "You come to me, my child. Soon Dracula will have his way with you, my pretty." And then the ruler class look like Governor Newsom. They look like Chucky Schumer. Some are handsome, some look crazed, some they all have that. Schumer can't help but walk around with that, just that benevolent malevolence. We're helping you, but they're really malevolent. And just rubbing their hands together. Oh, I'm going to get you. Take your hundreds of vaccines. I'm going to brain damage you. Drink your fluoride. I spit on your future. I wreck your genetics. I rule you. You're going to be twisted and fallen like me soon. The gates of hell. Chucky Schumer is a Dracula. He's best buddies with his procurer. You know who his protege is, right? Anthony Weiner. Here, let's show Weiner. You see, Schumer has Dracula eyes, but Weiner has the Nelly. That look. And occasionally he'll make a shark face when he sees kids. And they all celebrate together when they get around kids. I see Stephen Colbert makes shark face when he's at events with these guys. You can pull up photos of it with him with... Type in Stephen Colbert with John Podesta, and they're both making shark faces, and of course Podesta actually sports full-size vampire teeth. Reportedly had him added. Oh, yeah. He went and got some special implants, vampire teeth. He's sporting vampire teeth on television. Oh, yeah. I looked at photos of him 20 years ago. Didn't have vampire teeth then. The dude's got vampire teeth. Big ones. Stephen Colbert is in photos with him going, they'll just flash it real quick. And I can't even make the face. It's so demonic. It's and his brother's in the high magic of the Washington Post, 2007, celebrating deviant art. And he says, "I've got photos of naked children. I like it. It's art, and I'm going to keep it. And I've got a basement where I do things." And you got all of them that go to Lolita Island with the little girls. And you don't just think they have sex with the little girls, do you? No. That doesn't go quite far enough, does it? To really get that energy. You got to torture them good and long. That's why they've said for their democracy, their globalist vampire democracy, where they all have councils and they vote. They have lower councils and high councils, and they vote on what they're going to do. And they've all voted, we're going to kill babies out in the open. And we're going to sexualize children now. And we're going to shut down all the Christians because they're about to beat us. And we've got to shut them down now. And who do they want shut down more than anybody? Alex Jones. Because I know what a bunch of blood-drinking devils they are. Remember Al Gore? Because in the Associated Press has a refrigerator that follows him everywhere, full of blood. And it was noted a whole bunch of different blood types. And Al Gore, according to our sources, sticks a straw in it and drinks it like a Capri Sun. There's only one Capri Sun. Now, we've got a special guest coming in the studio. We're going to cover the waterfront. Richard Reeves, my old buddy. I've known him a good 18 years. He'll be in studio, almost died of a heart attack a few years ago, but he's gotten better. Came close, but back in the saddle again, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, fighting the vampire forces of the New World Order.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Strange days have found us.
Evil's making its move against America right now. I'm your host, Alex Jones, here with my old friend, political analyst, Richard Reeves. Richard's been out of the game for a while, had a big heart attack a few years ago, but he's better now. It's good to have him in studio with us. And he really is a smart guy when it comes to predictions and trailblazing things. So I'm going to get his predictions and more here in just a moment. But first, please don't forget that we're particularly banned because we expose Antifa, communism, globalism, the Chi-Com influence, big tech censorship, and the fact that NAMBLA has organized with the UN, look it up, it's official NGO, non-governmental organization, drag queen story times that are actually sexualization of children, where you bring your children to talk about sex, talk about gender, and have men rub your children's butts, and then now have your children ride the men like they're simulated having sex with them. And law enforcement, psychologists, anybody will tell you that the pedophiles test children out is what they do. They touch them first. They get them used to it so that the children can be prepared. And so this is total preparation for pedophilia. We pointed out that the TSA major studies show, and I'm not even bashing the TSA themselves, but the whole police state measures that Congress has them do while the borders are wide open. And what they do is when the TSA gropes kids and all that, it's training them to let pedophiles do it later. That's why they stopped groping children under the age of 14, because it was illegal and people brought lawsuits. Okay, so this stuff is unprecedented, and the so-called drag queens say, we're grooming your kids to be with us in the future. So it's here, it's going on, and that's why they're trying to shut us down. So please, stand with us. We stand with the children. We're going to continue to fight these people. This is the pet peeve of Google and the globalists, is they are heavy into this. In fact, they're saying some echelons of Google and Apple and Facebook are up to a third men that dress as women. You have to understand, they do this as a cloaking device to get close to kids, and it's a signal of the group they're in. That doesn't mean all men that want to dress like women are pedophiles. It's this particular club, and it's very powerful, it's very sick, and it's bound together in the serious crimes they've committed. And they know this stuff's all coming out now from law enforcement exposing it, so they're now trying to normalize it on Netflix and HBO, all have shows about pedophilia, Salon, New York Times, Vice TV, are all, because they know it's all coming out, so they're just trying to normalize it before it comes out. So now, and all over the country, now your children, the man dressed as a clown lays down and your child rides them, so or lays on top of them, rubbing them and grabbing their breast. And there's photos, videos, it's all on newswars.com. Send this out to everyone you know. This is the child is just like, what in the hell is being done to me by my mother? But this is, again, the sick, sick cult, and they know what they're doing because they're being rewarded. These people don't have God in their lives, and they've sunken into the abyss, and now they think it's totally normal to engage in these type of satanic rituals. And that's exactly what this is, the corruption of the youth. Now, there might be some useful idiots involved in it that don't know what they're doing, but spiritually they're having their buttons pushed to want to be part of this. Also, I knew about this a week ago, but I was not supposed to get into it. I know who else is going. But President Trump invites meme maker Carpe Donctum to the White House, president to hold social media summit on July 11th. I'll be releasing a video later today with an emergency message to the president with the inside baseball on this event and more. Very important, fighting the censorship. Also, we are going to get into Antifa and this video of where they're saying that they are going to be attacking people with acid all over the country after they did that in Portland, showing they will, and with clubs. Mini AOC that just made the funny little videos, that young girl, she's been death threatened and doxxed, so she's deleted her Twitter from her family being terrorized, and so they've won on that front. Infowars.com, terrorizing a little girl. Bombshell, Portland police say Mayor Wheeler ordered stand down during violent Antifa riots, and they say they have the proof of that. Also, Antifa Unmasked, news to share as infiltrates D.C. Antifa planning session, post-fascist group's entire game plan for July 6th. They are unmasked in the videos. We'll show you some of the sniveling slime. Another key report by David Knight, CNN is Antifa. That's exactly why when I said, if Antifa comes to your house to kill you, if you're media or law enforcement or a Republican, they're saying they're coming to your houses next to kill you. This is official. You should have a battle rifle ready if they come to defend yourself. That's what the media said. I threatened the media with battle rifles because a lot of them are CNN reporters by day, pot-bellied Antifa by night. So there's all of that information coming up as well. And then California, Democrats push bill allowing illegal party rules. So that's allowing illegals to have roles in the party, even at the highest levels, thus ruling California. So the overthrow of the U.S. Accelerates with Beto O'Rourke campaigning in Mexico against the United States, campaigning for president in Mexico. That's how far all of this has come. Meanwhile, 27 kidnapped in Cancun. Cancun's totally collapsed. Total drug war there with six cartels fighting for supremacy. Meanwhile, one dead, five infected after mold infestation at Seattle's Children's Hospital. Deadly mold killing people all over the country. Ohio school removes Ten Commandments after atheist group complains. Yeah, Kaepernick complains, and why they pulled the Betsy Ross colonial American flag. No, they rigged all that for 4th of July to put out the idea that the American flag is evil. Nike is a very evil organization. So that's all coming up as well. We're also going to get to a bunch of things I haven't even mentioned yet, like CNN is now in 15th place in cable, again behind reruns of Yogi Berra continuing. Austin announces plans to let homeless camp in your yard or anywhere else they want to, except for at the city council. They, of course, exempt themselves. That is just some of what we're going to be breaking down. And then the coup de grace, when we come back, I've already played this, but I'm going to play it over and over again today. Democrats are now in Congress officially calling for people to be arrested that criticize them. I'm not kidding. You'll see that. Richard Reeves, my good friend of, how, we know each other about 18 years?
Yeah, I think we met right after 9/11. Right after 9/11, I said, man, I got to meet this guy, Alex Jones. I heard you talking about the inside job aspects of 9/11. I said, I got to meet you. And it was like around October, November, two or three months after the 9/11 event that I said, this is a gentleman I need to meet. And so I went and saw you at Cable Access TV. And the rest is history, I guess, as they say.
You have had a rough few years taking care of your 90-something-year-old mother while working other jobs and doing so much. And then you worked yourself to death in the Trump campaign, had a big old heart attack.
Well, that's right. My mom turned 89, still taking good care of her. But I tell you what, I want to dive into this stuff, man, that we've got this hot stuff. Frederica Wilson, thank you very much. You know, hey, we should give her a standing ovation because in 2007, I had an interview with you, Alex, in the old studio, and we talked about, hey, let's get the media to tell more lies. Hey, let's lie bigger. And now Frederica Wilson, thank you, because, you know, she's totally uncloaked now that she doesn't even understand what America is. She doesn't understand the First Amendment. So, hallelujah. I think that this just further helps our cause that we can finally get these people to uncloak and give us their full-on crazy so that we can get them unelected. For her to win re-election, there's only two ways for her to win her next election. One would be total voter fraud, and the other is the ignorance of the American people. And I just don't believe the American people are this stupid. I don't believe it.
Well, I know you want to talk about this and toot your horn, but I remember we were out in Big Bend, and after that we went up to Arizona. We went to the Grand Canyon. I remember you talking about Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. You watch, he's going to run for office, and he's going to win for president. And you were the first person I ever heard accurately predict that, and it came true like 6 years before Ann Coulter ever said it. You also had a lot of other predictions that came true about what happened in the campaign. When we come back, how were you able to predict that?
Well, in the case of some of the things that happened during the campaign, them trying to steal the delegates and all that, it's just we know how they operate. And with Donald Trump, I mean, our first suspicion was that potentially he was just another ringer, that he would be another surrogate for Hillary. So that was a concern then, but we knew that he could win. I mean, absolutely, with the history and track record Trump had, he had the resources to win.
More predictions straight ahead.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Alex Jones, he who must not be named. That's Wired Magazine. Alex Jones is Voldemort. That was in the Physical Magazine. Hundreds of other similar articles calling me the one that must not be named. And even after they wrote those articles, Facebook said, you know what? Don't say his name. Don't say Infowars.com or we'll ban you. What incredible authoritarianism. And now, Representative Frederica Wilson, well, she says this. Here it is.
Those people who are online making fun of members of Congress are a disgrace. And there's no need for anyone to think that is unacceptable. We're going to shut them down and work with whoever it is to shut them down, and they should be prosecuted.
So Richard Reeves, this is true fascism. This is true authoritarianism. They've got their army, Antifa, attacking people, being protected. They're bringing illegal aliens in to get everything free. They're campaigning for president in Mexico. They are bringing in illegal aliens to be in the California government. This is the overthrow of the country.
This is absolute true un-American treason going on. And Frederica Wilson, like I say, she doesn't even know what America's about if she doesn't understand the First Amendment. So what we need to do is identify these people. They're uncloaking. Thankfully, Frederica Wilson is a key example. Trump should have to be like Santa Claus. He should be starting to keep a list of who the people are in Congress and Senate that are enemies of the country. And he should be talking about this and twittering about this.
And they'll call that an attack. When he says the press is saying overthrow the country, America's bad, he says, well, they're the enemy of America. They then say he's censoring them. No, he's calling out enemies. They're the ones attacking. She's the one attacking. And we have to call them out because she knows what she's doing. They are moving towards real authoritarianism, Richard.
Absolutely they are. And that's where if the Democrats understood, if the rank-and-file voters understood that it's you that she's trying to shut up, it's you that she doesn't want you being uppity or talking, it's you that she wants you to be quiet. So obviously another thing she doesn't know is that the Supreme Court recently made a decision that even Trump can't even block people that send him Twitter messages that he doesn't like. The Supreme Court ruled that that users have a right to go on there and say what they want to politicians, provided it's not something like, hey, I'm going to come kill you, like a real valid threat of violence or something like that. So she doesn't even know that. The Supreme Court already ruled on that. That's why
Trump said, put all the conservatives you've taken off back on. What you're doing is illegal. You're election meddling. He said it again. He's getting ready to take action.
Right, and he does need to take action. And you've talked about the antitrust issue, that they're going to do the antitrust action against the big tech companies. That needs to happen. They need to be struck with every legal piece of the arsenal that we can strike them with. I think that if you own stock in these companies, you should be looking and calling it the SEC. Because potentially these FANG stocks, the Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google, that's I think why Trump has dragged his feet a little bit.
Because he knows it could take the economy.
It could take down the economy. But guess what, Trump? Look, in 2000, they took down the economy.
If you don't get elected because they steal the election, we're really screwed.
That's right. So if the stock market is going to crash.
Trump gets it. He came out today and said, we're in a war with China and the EU. They're printing and pumping money. He goes, the world's going into a bubble. We can't fix it. All we can do is battle back with the bubble, and he's right. They should start injecting more money into the economy to outgrow all of this so that the stock market stays up even when he slits the throat politically of these traitorous organizations. So a lot of blood's going to come out of the stock market when we do this. That's okay. Blood transfusion it back in.
Let it happen. And as a matter of fact, over the last few months, you know, the FANG stocks have lost like $1 trillion in market cap or more. But the stock market in general has kind of stayed level because that's exactly what's been happening. And I'm not a stock market guru or expert, but I've got some basic knowledge.
Oh, yeah. The big tech stocks are in trouble because people know they've already hurt their brand with all this censorship. And notice they went down another 50-something million within 3 days of the Veritas thing coming out because Wall Street went, okay, that's the head of their censorship saying this is to stop Trump. That will destroy them in court.
Right.
That's like a top Russian going, we did buy off Trump, and here is the proof. You know,
so that's another angle that the FANG stocks need to be looked at is SEC violations, Security Exchange Commission. And another thing I'd like to see Trump do is incorporate the First Amendment into the trade deals. Right now, you pointed out the other day that you've got the European Union and China telling Google, hey, you're going to censor this, you're going to censor that, you're going to allow this, not allow that. Well, you know, hey, you know what? The United States is still the big kid on the block. We're the ones that should be saying, hey, we want First Amendment. You've got to have First Amendment in the European Union. Otherwise, tariff.
That's right. EU and all the rest of them.
China.
Are dictating to us how the internet runs.
Exactly.
And we go, we're libertarian. We don't regulate it. You just let the Chi-Coms of the EU do it.
Well, see, that's another point. Let me address it. This frustrates me that I've never heard this said on the show yet. And I want to say it right now. If you're the smallest real estate investor, you can have one house. And guess what? You are subject to all the anti-discrimination laws. You can't discriminate against whoever wants to rent your house if they financially qualify, if they have the basic financial qualifications. If they're black or gay or whatever, you cannot discriminate, and that's just a mom-and-pop operation. So you're going to tell me that big corporations are subject to, you know, our legislation? Are you kidding me? That's why we do have a government, is to protect we the people from These oligarchs.
Oh, damn right. I mean, they claim, there's no discrimination on politics. Yes, there is, and there's election meddling. And they lied to Congress. And they're operating as combines working together. And they're selling data illegally. There's 100 ways to skin this cat.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'd like to see, like, say, Trump. You know, that's what we're the big manufacturer of right now is the Bill of Rights. Let's export, let's keep our Bill of Rights and make sure we have it. Let's have our First Amendment. Let's have all our Fourth, Fifth, Second Amendment, etc. But you know what? Donald Trump, this is your chance to step up and be the biggest man on the planet ever by bringing the Bill of Rights to the world via, say, threats of terrorists. Just say, hey, you know what, China? If you're going to have anti-First Amendment in your country, that's fine. But you know what? We're going to tariff any internet.
And then he has the total moral high ground. Because we used to criticize China. Once Obama got in, nothing. 2 million Uyghurs taken to the other side of the country, enslaved, many of them killed. We have the moral high ground. In fact, that's what you're saying is so key. If he attaches the tariffs to moral issues, I mean, hell, Hollywood, if you don't let them kill babies after they're born, won't come to Georgia. That's a false moral issue, false moral equivalency. But with this, we have the moral high ground with the EU, with China. If you don't support free speech and you arrest people for their political views, we're going to lay tariffs on your ass. And there's nothing the leftist politicos can say. Trump needs to drop that bloody hammer now.
That's right. And if he needs an act of Congress to make that happen, then guess what? Be Santa Claus, make the list, show and demonstrate who the people are that are against that idea. Because that's the ones we need to unelect. And you were asking me about predictions or whatever. Well, let me say this right now. Folks, the 2020
election... Hold on, stay there. We're going to get your epic predictions next hour. You'll be with us for 30 minutes. If Leo Zagami gets here on time, I don't know how planes are. He just is landing soon. He's down the street. And then I've got this special report we shot that's been 2 days in the making, our emergency message to the president. / inside the July 11th White House summit. That's going to premiere here at the start of the fourth hour. Mike Adams is cool with that. Mike will be here 15 minutes after with huge breaking news that ties right into what we were just mentioning. Bombshell, Google to block alternative anti-cancer sites, anti-vax, and anti-GMO websites at browser level, shutting down Consumer Reports. You name it, this is so incredibly dangerous. We're going to be breaking it all down. And please don't forget, it's your financial support that allows me to go to Congress and confront the head of Google and yell at him, you're in bed with China, you're going to get broken up, you're the traitor. And the Congress people were nodding their heads, and the police were nodding their heads, and that was seen by hundreds of millions of people. Every major Google employee watched it. I'm going to go confront them all at these hearings coming up. I'm going to be at all the other hearings. Let's just be honest, risking my life, folks. Because believe me, they are mega pissed right now. But I told you, you've got my commitment. I'm not backing down. I'm not giving in. I'm not laying down, but I could give out. And you've seen what they're trying to set us up for felonies now. And that's one of the last things they do before. So we need to be strong going into this. Whether we're going to make it through it or whether it's a strong finish, the fight goes on without me or without InfoWars. But you need to understand, we are in dire straits. Everybody is. Our children are. Our country is. We're in a hell of a fight.
That's right. Alex Jones, you signed your John Hancock. This man has signed his John Hancock, folks. He needs millions of people on AutoShip for the InfoWars store. AutoShip, millions of people, InfoWars
money,
store.
Money is what wins wars and guts and commitment, but money's the basis of it. You have to have material. You have to have the people. I want to expand. I want to fight. I want to win and not spend all my time trying to cut costs here or find money there. And I spend half my time trying to fund things. I used to spend 20% of my time. And boy, I wish I'd spent more time back when we could make more money because then I'd have it saved up. But it doesn't matter. The point is that we need a lot of money, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off all the supplements. Get your fish oil with us. Get your great fish oil with us. Get your great turmeric with us. Get everything at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And get the Collector's Edition Space Force shirt, ladies and gentlemen, with the evil American flag on the right shoulder. Stay with us. Hour number three with Richard Reeves.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.